It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. 38 degrees right now in Effingham. Looking for sunny skies and a high of 56 today, but it's going to be a windy day. Wind gusts up over 30 miles an hour at times, so be mindful of that. We'll double-check the forecast for you at the close of our look at news. Governor Pritzker is accusing the Trump administration of withholding nearly $1.9 billion from the state of Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports Pritzker is demanding to know why the money is being withheld and when it will be released. The letter was co-signed by all 16 Democratic members of Illinois' congressional delegation. In January, the Trump administration tried to freeze the distribution of billions of dollars in grants, loans, and other financial aid that Congress had previously approved. Even though a federal judge has blocked enforcement of that order, Pritzker says money owed to Illinois is still being held back. Two Altamont residents have been arrested on drug charges. Illinois State Police in the county arrested 43-year-old Jessica Klepsig and 52-year-old Larry Kripe on counts including possession of more than 5,000 grams of cannabis, cannabis trafficking, and manufacture, delivery, verification, or possession with the intent to deliver that cannabis. Both Klepsig and Kripe were in custody at last report. Illinois has spent more than $1.6 billion on a pair of health coverage programs for non-citizens. That's the result of a new state audit. Capital News Illinois reports Governor Pritzker's administration vastly underestimated both costs and enrollment in the programs as they were set up over 3 years beginning in 2020. The audit also found that 6,000 people enrolled in the programs had Social Security numbers, despite being classified as undocumented. Some of those people could have signed up for Medicaid or bought coverage from the Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplace. Pritzker last week proposed defunding the larger of the two programs aimed at non-citizens ages 44 to 64. That was part of his budget recommendations. The election is drawing closer. Next election is April 1st, and we harp on that election periodically because it's the one we all forget about. Or at least a lot of people seem to, because the November elections draw all the attention, but that April election is when a lot of things are decided. School boards and community college boards, a lot of municipalities elect officials, park boards, you name it, a lot of elections taking place April 1st. So you'll want to make sure you're forearmed and then you can be registered to vote. And speaking of that, I mentioned that online voter registration for the consolidated election opens today, and that'll continue through March 16th, and that's through the Illinois State Board of Elections website. Voters can use their Illinois driver's license or state ID card to register to vote online or change their name or address for voter registration. For an online application, here's the address: ova.elections.il.gov. Voters must be 18 or older on the next election day, live in the jurisdiction for at least 30 days before the election, and be U.S. citizens to be eligible to register to vote. A voter may register at a local election authority through March 4th. If they are obtaining a new driver's license or state ID card, they can also register at a Secretary of State office. Voters may still register in person at an early voting site or at their polling place on Election Day, April 1st. And as always, we say if you have any questions, contact your local county clerk's office. They are the folks that have the information for you. That's just another option we shared there as far as getting registered. Well, a special concert's coming up in Effingham. The United States Air Force Jazz Band, Airmen of Note, will perform a special concert Sunday evening, April 27th. That'll be at the Effingham Performance Center. And I said evening, it's an afternoon event. Doors open at 2 p.m. with a concert beginning at 3 p.m. And the performance is being held in memory of our late friend Doc Krallman, a veteran and dedicated member of Sunrise Rotary. The concert is free and open to the public. Tickets are available in advance at Kirby Foods, Effingham County Chamber, Effingham Public Library, and the Effingham Performance Center box office. Limited tickets will also be available at the door the night of the event. The concert is co-hosted by the Effingham Sunrise and Noon Rotary Clubs with sponsorship from Dr. Rubin and Emily Boyajian, Sarah Bush Lincoln, HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital, Cromwell Media, Effingham Performance Center, Wyatt Premier Broadcasting, Effingham County Chamber, and Todden Law Office. And sponsorships are still being accepted. If you're interested in learning more, contact Becky Brown at the Chamber Office at 217-342-4147. And for more information, you can go to facebook.com/Effingham Illinois Sunrise Rotary, or you can go to facebook.com/EFFCO Chamber. Again, the concert coming up in the afternoon of Sunday, April 27th at the EPC. Congratulations to a number of South Central FFA chapter members. They have received recognition for some mighty fine performance at the state level. Several South Central FFA members attended State Degree and Star Green Hand interviews earlier this month at the Okaw Vocational Center in Vandalia. The State Degree is the highest honor bestowed by Illinois FFA. Less than 2% of all FFA members attain it. And these are the South Central students who were able to acquire the award. Cage Heestan, Race Heestan, Colton Smith, Maddox Robb, Evan Hoover, Kira Langley, and Briar Brown. Meanwhile, sophomore South Central FFA members Weston Nielsen and Derek Engel interviewed to represent their record book projects and were awarded the Section Star Green Hand Award. Weston Nielsen was named the Section 19 Star Green Hand in Ag Business, and Derek Engel was named the Section 19 Star Green Hand Farmer. The Star Green Hand Award is for any first-year FFA member with outstanding performance with their record books that have received their Green Hand degrees. We have photos of those members up on the local news page at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com. Thanks to the FFA chapter sponsor at South Central for getting us that information. Any other FFA leaders that, and I'm talking at the school level, if you want to contribute information about your kids that do well, we'd be glad to receive that. And a big night coming up Saturday night here in Effingham. It'll be the Hometown Showdown. The event is designed as a fundraiser for the Effingham County CEO class. It's their class business for 2025. And it's a Hometown Showdown set for 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Effingham Performance Center. It is involving teams of bankers, businesses, restaurant owners, and employees, and they're going to face off in something very similar to Family Feud. I get to be one of the co-hosts along with L.A. comedian Avery Brooks, who of course is an Effingham native. So looking forward to a good time Saturday night. As far as tickets, you can scan a QR code for Hometown Showdown. You can also visit Ticketmaster.com/EPC, or you can phone the EPC box office at 217-540-2788 for tickets. Again, it's coming up Saturday night at the Effingham Performance Center. Looking forward to a fun evening and a great cause. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
When it comes to your financial future, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time, today. Hi, I'm Mark Niebrugge, financial advisor with Smith Moore in Effingham. Whether you're saving for retirement, planning for college, or building wealth, the key is starting early. The earlier you begin, the more time your money has to grow, and the closer you'll get to reaching your goals. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start building your financial future. Call me, Mark Niebrugge, at 217-347-5225. Let's make your money work harder starting now. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
Spring might be closer than it feels outside. Our spring area rug cleaning event at Wright's Furniture is just around the corner. Saturday, March 8th is the date. Just bring your area rug straight to Wright's new warehouse on the east edge of Dietrich from Monday, March 3rd through Friday, March 7th between 8 and 5. I'll be cleaning your rug on Saturday, March 8th, then you just pick your rug up the following week. Prices vary according to the size of your rug. Let's hurry spring along this year. Take advantage of the spring area rug cleaning event on Saturday, March 8th at Wright's Furniture in Dietrich.
Colorectal cancer can be devastating. Early colorectal cancer often has no symptoms, yet a simple screen could save your life. If you are age 45 or older, pick up a free HemoSure colon cancer screening kit throughout March while supplies last at one of the Sarah Bush Lincoln walk-in clinics. See sarahbush.org/cancerscreens for locations and date details.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
A look at deaths on this Thursday. Jesse Ryan Grant, 37, of Fort Worth, Texas, but formerly of St. Peter, died this past Friday the 21st. A private family service for Jesse Ryan Grant will be held near St. Peter. His family's requesting you to keep his wife and young children in your prayers. Pagel Funeral Home St. Peter is assisting. Lawrence L. or Larry Lustig, 89, of Napa, California, but a native of this area, died on Tuesday. Services for Larry Lustig will be announced at a later date. Matthew Wayne Burke, 54, of Newton, died Wednesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Matthew Wayne Burke are pending at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Funeral services for Jeremiah Stice, 4-year-old son of Philip and Hannah Stice of Effingham, formerly of Herrick, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Christ Tabernacle Church in Herrick. Visitation for Jeremiah Stice will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening at the church in Herrick. A memorial service for 68-year-old John David Lewis of Greenup will be Saturday at 12 noon. That'll be at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for John David Lewis will be from 10 to noon Saturday morning. Funeral services for Ellen Galloway, 86, of Newton, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Scott Avenue Christian Church in Newton. Visitation for Ellen Galloway will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening at the church. Visitation for 70-year-old Mark Van Dyke of Yorkville will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by a memorial service at 10:30. That'll all be at the Old Union Church near Louisville for Mark Van Dyke. Funeral services for Kathy Dozenbrock, 68, of Newton, will be tonight. That'll be at 6 this evening at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton for Kathy Dozenbrock. Here's a look at our forecast. It's a beauty. Sunny skies, high of 56. Going to be a windy day, though. Wind gusts close to and maybe over 30 miles an hour. That'll be basically from the west. Tonight, then, mostly clear skies. A low right at the freezing mark of 32, wind still gusting to 20 miles an hour, and then Friday sunny, a high of 63, but wind gusts over 35 miles an hour. That'll mostly be from the southwest tomorrow. And then it's going to be cooler for the weekend, and then back to warmer temperatures for the new work week. Maybe a little rain, maybe a little snow, if the weather temperature gets just wrong. On Monday night, we'll keep you up to date on that. Right now, we're at 38 degrees off a morning low of 36. Yesterday's high, 65. No wind to speak of, so no wind chill. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.